I heard, is this true, that you once played bridge with Omar Sharif, who of course was the Brad Pitt of the 50s and 60s?
I certainly did. I played against him when he toured Australia playing bridge in 1976, so quite a long time ago.
So it must have been pretty hip back then, if Omar Sharif was like touring.
Well, Lancia, the car company, had sponsored them to try to promote bridge around the world, so perhaps it wasn't really hip amongst my friends since I was still at school, but it was quite impressive to go to school the next day. And when people said, what have you done over the weekend, and they wanted to talk about boyfriends, I said I played bridge against Omar Sharif. So that was a bit more impressive than my usual nerdy, I'd played bridge. Yeah, so it wasn't quite that hip back then, but it was still quite impressive.
Tell me about the game itself. It's something you can't sort of teach someone in 5 minutes, isn't it? It's a bit like chess.
Yeah, it's a bit like chess in that way. It is categorised as a mind sport. And the difference is bridge is a card game, and rather than chess where you're one-on-one with someone, you've actually got a partner and two opponents. So you get more unpredictable things happening, which in my view makes it the best mind sport in the world.
Yeah, right. Now, look, you've got a youth wing, which, saying it like that makes it sound like the Hitler Youth or something like that. Certainly not that. It's not just lounging around sitting rooms. You can travel. Now, I was speaking to your president or your chief executive of Bridge South Australia, and he was saying that he's got four young people playing bridge in New Zealand, three just gone to Philadelphia for the World Championships, three in Manila, one in Croatia, and they're all getting their travel kind of, you know, subsidised by the Australian Bridge Federation. You know, this sounds like there's kind of money in it. This is like, you know.
Not money, but certainly when you go away, you do get subsidised. So they largely pay your airfare and accommodation. My daughter, who's 18, was one of those players who went away. They played in Kuala Lumpur in June. They won the Asian Championships in the Australian under-21 team, so that was no mean feat. So very challenging, very stimulating, very addictive.
Now, many of the world's best poker players started out as professional bridge and backgammon players, and they're similar in the sense that they both rely on probability and statistics. Is this the case?
A bit. They do have lots of similarities, and lots of people even make their living playing poker or make their living playing bridge, and they do rely on numbers, percentages. But I think there's more to it than that, and perhaps a lot of those poker skills do come into it. It's about being able to read people a little bit and things like that, yeah.
Yeah, right, so it's kind of that bluffing and all that sort of stuff.
Not really bluffing, but it's almost like a feel for what's going on at the table, yeah. So body language type awareness.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Bill Gates has bunged $1 million into schools to encourage people to play bridge. And they say there's a direct correlation between the students that learn bridge and their improvement in their school results. They got like a 20% improvement. That's a kind of, I mean, it kind of speaks to your idea that it's a mind game.
Yeah, I reckon that would link into lots of the elements of bridge. Bridge actually involves quite a lot of discipline, just mental discipline. It is a bit like a science. It's very logical, but at the same time, when you bid in bridge, which is the way you communicate with your partner, it's like a language. So there's lots of school-type learning skills, and then obviously your maths and counting-type skills.
Yeah, right. So listen, you want more young people to get into this.
Love to have more people, young people play bridge.
And you've got some classes.
We have classes. We have classes all through the year at the SA Bridge Association, which is at 243 Young Street, Unley. The next classes that are coming up are Mondays from the 10th of October in the evening, Wednesdays in the daytime from the 12th of October, and Saturdays in the afternoon from the 15th of October. But we also have occasional youth workshops, and there's one tied in there too on Saturday the 8th of October at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Now, we can find out more information www.saba.asn.au. I bet if we just Google South Australian Bridge, we get to the relevant site. Hey, look, I spend a lot of time trying to maintain my coolness, Barbara. It does take a lot of energy, doesn't it? You've got to kind of browse at those retail shops where they, you know, sell the music, and you've got to actually look at fashions and what other people are wearing and listen to what other people are talking about, all that sort of thing. Do you find a lot of pressure, now that you are kind of the coolest person in Adelaide, do you find a lot of pressure to maintain that? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think so. Never was, never will be.
And that means you are definitely perfectly cool.
Okay,
you just
terrific.
Don't even have to concentrate on it. Yeah, you're beautiful. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Tim.
Barbara Travis from the South Australian Bridge Club, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, when's our classes again? Can we just quickly...
They start from October the 10th on Mondays, 12th on Wednesdays, daytime, and Saturday the 15th in the afternoon.
And people who aren't sort of 18 can come along too?
I'm currently teaching two 9-year-olds. I've taught an 11-year-old this year. I've got a 16-year-old who's learning bridge as part of her SACE research project. So, by all means, that's certainly an option, and she's clearly going to keep playing.
So you could be 6 years old, you could be 80 years old, you can come along.
My 16-year-old's coming along and having a game of bridge when she's got her pupil-free day for show day. So how cool's that?